Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Juan Benicas. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fourth. The DH, Dan Meyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting fourth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. And now, play ball. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Benicas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benicas hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk takes first base on ball four. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pachyuk moves to third. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Mariners. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn bunts between the mound and first base. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. Mendoza moves to second. One out. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mendoza moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. White moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. White scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. John Weyden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weyden is 0-for-1 in the game. Weyden bunts towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weyden for the out. Wilson moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Washington scores. Porter moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Byron McLaughlin now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Pachyorek moves to second. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer scores. Patchy Orrick moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. One out. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Beniquez takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beniquez moves to second. Jeff Twitty now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beniquez moves to third. Bocht moves to second. Two outs. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patchy Orrick hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson strikes out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Cox now catching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Otis reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Box scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mendoza moves to third. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mendoza scores. Two outs. It's 5-3. Royals. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bocht bunts towards third. Quirk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Anderson now playing shortstop. Ted Cox now playing third base. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 2 in the game. Wathen strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paciorek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Milburn reaches second base with a double. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milburn moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Kansas City Royals, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.